This is Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. So let's continue talking about my favorite subject, food. And I wanted to discuss an article that just came out recently. I'm looking at the date. It doesn't look as recent as I thought it was. There's been, oh, here it is, March 2015. And it's about, there's been a little bit of a buzz around it on my Facebook page with other colleagues. And the title of the article is Legumes and Meat Analog Consumption Are Associated with Hip Fracture Risk Independently of Meat Intake Among Caucasian Men and Women, the Adventist Health Study 2. So this was an interesting study. It was one of those things where they take big populations of people and they have them answer surveys every few years, and then they try and glean some information about it. You know, it's so hard and expensive to really find out what the ideal diet is and what the impact of different foods are on human health. And we certainly are capable of consuming a lot of different things. If you look around the world, people eat so differently. But in this study, it came out and said that hip fractures are reduced by 64% when people have one or more servings of legumes per day. That's beans, my friend, beans, and all different kinds of beans, and you can significantly reduce your risk of hip fracture by 64%. And next in line was meat analogs, and that includes soy foods. They separated those from legumes, and they found that there was a 49% reduced risk of fracture. Say that quickly, reduced risk, reduced risk of fracture compared to those eating it less than once a week. And eating meat as well showed a reduction in hip fractures compared to those who ate very little. And the point of the article is saying that protein is important, plant or animal protein, even though plant protein fared better in reducing risk. But I wanted to point out something that I thought was really important in the article, and it's not as obvious, because the article also says that vegans have the highest risk of hip fractures. And so I was confused. How can that be if beans and meat analogs that are soy-based or wheat-based, like seitan, praise seitan, how is it that vegans who are eating these foods can have a higher risk of hip fractures if they are indeed supposed to reduce hip fractures? This is where it gets kind of confusing and crazy. And I actually asked Brenda Davis, dietitian. We've had her on this program before. And she said, and I'm just going to read exactly what she said. This is not surprising, as vegans have the lowest protein intake. The study is really showing that protein is important for bone health, and vegans consuming more do better. It is also important to remember that the EPIC Oxford study showed a 30% increase in fracture risk in vegans compared to non-vegetarians and lacto-ovo-vegetarians. However, vegans consuming at least 525 milligrams of calcium had no greater risk than anyone else. And almost half of the vegans consumed less than that in that particular EPIC Oxford study. So the point is that many nutrients are important to bone health include protein and calcium. So vegans show reduced risk of many chronic diseases, but when you want to have strong bones, you're going to need to get sufficient protein and calcium. And we want to get calcium from food. And you can Google calcium in food, but there are wonderful foods that contain calcium, and you just want to make sure you get a lot. And that's why I eat a ton of kale, because calcium is loaded with calcium. There's like 100 milligrams per cup, give or take. I don't know what exactly it is. So when I have a big salad, which is about 6 cups of kale, I'm getting plenty of calcium. tofu too, especially when it's processed with a, what is it made with, calcium? I'm slipping here right now, but tofu can have a lot of calcium in it. Some raw nuts and seeds and beans are loaded with calcium. When you stick whole foods, minimally processed, stay away from the highly processed foods, and you're eating plant-based, then you're a winner. So I just wanted to bring that up in case anybody starts waving this in your face saying, vegans have high risk of hip fracture. Not if we get enough calcium. And make sure that you do get enough calcium. And the other piece of that is exercise, because you can't have strong bones if you don't have strong muscles. They work together. That means running, jumping, playing, having a good time, using your body, and moving a lot. And if you're stuck at a desk job, make sure every hour you get up and move around. Or if you can, work standing up for a period of time and then sitting down. Move, vary it. It's important. It's important for your health. It's important for your bones. I went traveling this week. I went to Chicago. It was actually for a memorial service, so I can't say that it was a fun adventure, but I did make the most of it, and I met up with a woman that I met in sixth grade because we were going to the memorial of a teacher that we had met when we were both 11 years old, and we had both remained friends with him for the last 46 years. And so while it was difficult mourning and grieving, I did get to reconnect with someone who I haven't seen in 46 years, and that was really fascinating for me. And for a while, we sat at an Argo tea store. Have you been to one of these Argo tea shops? One of the great ways to catch up with someone is to sit and sip tea, and that's exactly what we did. And it was a windy, cold day, and we actually sat outside drinking our tea. But what I love about Argo tea is it's like a candy store for me. They have so many selections of different kinds of tea, all in bulk. You know how crazy I am when it comes to tea bags. I just don't like tea bags. Occasionally I'll have a tea that is brewed through a tea bag, but I prefer not to. And this place is all loose leaf teas. And they had one of my very favorite teas that I don't see very often called Mate Latte, which is a mate tea, if you've ever tried yerba mate, which originates from Uruguay. And it has a low level of caffeine. Some people call it matin, I think, from mate. And it's really a lovely tea. And it just brought back so many memories. The first time I had it was when I was traveling on business to Burlingame, Vermont. And I used to stay at this little hotel that actually had a vegan chef, and this was in the late 90s, I think. Very unusual vegan chef, Chef Kevin Dunn. And so the menu had some delightful items on it, including mate latte. And even though it has latte in the name, it's not dairy milk, although you can have it with almond milk or coconut milk. It's really, really delicious. So that was a nice thing. The other exciting thing I wanted to tell you about, again, every story has its bright side and its dark side. I was actually visiting a relative who's in the hospital for ovarian cancer. And since I had ovarian cancer back in 2006, 2007, the least that I can do is be as supportive as I can, providing as much information as I can, or just being cheery. And I went over to Memorial Sloan Kettering, which is a big cancer hospital here in New York. I have to admit, it's not my favorite hospital. I didn't have good experiences there when I consulted with a number of doctors. but she showed me the menu, and they have vegetarian and vegan options, and a lot of them. The world is changing. Now, I know this is New York City, and it's going to take a while for other hospitals to follow suit, but this is so encouraging. Isn't it the craziest thing? You go into a hospital to heal, especially if you have cancer, and they're feeding you foods that cause cancer, like sugar, like dairy, like pork, all these cancer-causing foods, and those are the things they want you to eat. It's crazy. So the encouraging thing is things are changing, and for those that want it, you can have it. And that's the importance of screaming and whining. maybe not screaming and whining, but at least speaking up and asking politely is probably best rather than screaming and whining. But asking for things, if you're in a hospital, asking for the foods that you want to eat and requesting not to be given the foods that you don't want to eat. I remember even though I kept saying I'm a vegan and I don't want these things, there was always a little dish of sugar and non-dairy creamer on my tray. No matter how many times I said I don't want these things. So if we keep politely asking and requesting for the things that we want, maybe sometimes you have to step it up a notch and be a little more demanding. Change will happen. We can't be meek about this because it's important. It's important for our health. It's important for our planet. Okay. Looking at my notes here, all the things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to remind you again, I said I'm going to be bringing this up a number of times. If you haven't seen my documentary, The Lone Vegan Preaching to the Choir, and even if you have seen it, I hope you will go to cultureunplugged.com. If you need the link, you can go to my website, responsibilityandliving.com, to get it. But I'm clicking on it now just to make sure I get the right website here. It is cultureunplugged.com, cultureunplugged.com. There's this fabulous film festival. It's going on till the end of the year. And really, you could watch a lot of films up here. They're all free. And, you know, if you're listening to Progressive Radio Network, which I know you are, these are the kind of films you're going to want to see. They're from all over the world. And if you watch For Lone Vegan Preaching to the Fire and rate it, well, you can help us maybe become a winner because we'd like to win or be a winner. And we need to have more people watch it. So the film that has the most people watch it gets the prize. So please help us out and check out cultureunplugged.com. Watch our film, rate it too. And that'll be a big help. The other thing I wanted to mention is I am now offering private coaching. I've done it for quite some time now, but I'm being a little more public about it. And if you're interested in private coaching, this is where I talk to you either by phone or by Skype, and we discuss individual issues with food and get you to a better place. I love doing this, and I would be happy to help. So you can go to responsibilityandliving.com and click on the right side and find out more about my private coaching program. I just found I think it's necessary, so I'm putting it out there. And we cover a wide range of things. Some people want to simply eat more plant foods and don't know how. People go through a health crisis, and I bring my own personal experience because I had advanced ovarian cancer, and most people don't survive advanced ovarian cancer. And not only did I survive, but I'm thriving, thank goodness. But it's not by accident. It's because I dug deep. I did the research. I was fortunately connected with so many people in the alternative health movement, and I put together a plan that saved my life. I just want to share that with anyone who's interested and needs that kind of help. So there's the private coaching program. I also invite you to visit What Vegans Eat if you haven't. One of the things I'm so excited about I don't know if you remember, but I used to talk about this restaurant in my neighborhood called Simple Veggie. We even did a video about them. It was really exciting because they're a vegan Chinese restaurant, and they came to my neighborhood a little over almost 2 years ago. And then they were selling the restaurant, which was very sad, kind of meant that maybe they weren't doing so well. I'm not really sure. But they sold it to a wonderful group, and now we have Green Zenfany, and it is phenomenal. It's vegan Chinese. If you're ever in the Forest Hills, Rego Park, Queens area, this is a must visit for really wonderful, fresh, delicious food. And you know that Queens is the number one travel destination for 2015, named by Lonely Planet. So if you have not been to New York City and the borough of Queens, I encourage that you do so and check out Green Zenfany. Well, what was nice is I talked to the owner, Wendy, because I remember when she had a restaurant called Green Melody, which was on Long Island maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago now. I can't remember how long it was. And before they had that restaurant, they had a different restaurant. I think it was called Green Symphony, which was north of Manhattan, upstate New York. Well, what she told me was they retired, and then people were basically saying, no, you've got to come back. So they came out of retirement, and now they're right down the street from me, and I can have these wonderful big bowls of veggie soup. If you go to responsibilityandliving.com and click on What Vegans Eat Day 27, you can see these stunning pictures of soup with my favorite veggie duck, which is made from a bean curd skin and filled with mushrooms. It is so, so good. And I was kind of actually encouraged. You know, I like to eat a whole foods, minimally processed, plant-based diet. And there's some negativity surrounding these meat analogs, those people that are really on a health path. But what was encouraging from this article that I was just mentioning about protein and its effect on bones, it was a positive benefit of some of these meat analogs. Because they are high in protein, they're good for bone health. So, you know, occasionally having a meat analog, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And if you like it, enjoy it. It's so much better than the other version, which is an animal that's been slaughtered, right? I think so. Yeah, I love talking about food, and I'm looking at these pictures right now, and I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry because before the show started, I had some of that sludgy that I was talking about before, these ground up collard stalks and kale stalks with little peanut butter and cocoa powder and water. Crazy little thing, but very filling, along with lentils. You know, sometimes I just like to cook lentils because they're quick, and I eat them plain. They're fabulous. I don't know. I just love eating this way. Simple, clean, good, makes me feel happy. And if you want to feel happy and eat delicious foods, you can visit responsibilityandliving.com. We've got wonderful recipes. Or maybe you want to try the Eat Like You Give a Damn cookbook. There's some really fun recipes in there. I recommend them. Other than that, please send me an email at info@realmeals.org whenever you get the chance. I'd love to hear from you. Ask me whatever questions and comments you may have. And don't forget to watch our Lone Vegan Preaching to the Fire at Culture Unplugged. Okay? Other than that, have a delicious week. Thanks for tuning in the love. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you've been listening to It's All About Food.